Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stepper-style riser resample workflow from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB to energy in mind. The goal here is not some glossy, generic uplifter. We want something that feels like it belongs in a real drum and bass arrangement. Gritty, rhythmic, a little unstable and alive. Think pressure building before the drop, or before a break switch, with enough character to sit next to breaks, bass stabs, and snare fills without sounding like it came from a preset pack. So let's set the scene first. Open a new Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo around 170 BPM. Anywhere in 165 to 174 range works, but 170 is a really solid starting point for that old-school jungle vibe. Now create three things: one MIDI track for the source sound, one audio track set to resampling, and optionally one more track or return for reverb or delay throws if you want to get more experimental. Before you even start sound designing, drop a basic drum loop or a simple kick and snare pattern into the arrangement. This is important. A riser that sounds massive on its own can completely clash with the drums once it's in context. In DNB, the riser is part of the groove conversation. It should answer the break, not fight it. Now let's build the source sound. Use a stock synth like Wavetable, operator, or analog. Wavetable is probably the easiest place to start, because it gives you a lot of control while staying nice and clean inside Ableton. Start with a saw or square-based waveform. If you want a thicker sound, layer a second oscillator an octave up and detune it just a little. Maybe 5 to 12 cents. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make a huge super solid here. We're building the raw material for a resampled riser. Then put a low-pass filter on it. Start the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz, and give it a moderate amount of resonance. Something in the 10 to 25% range is a good starting point. Add a short attack and a medium release so the note feels smooth, but not too washed out. Now for the jungle character, add some noise. You can use a noise source inside Wavetable, or a noise option in operator if you prefer. High pass, that noise so it lives mostly in the upper mids and highs. You want hiss, texture, and motion, not a layer of low-end clutter. At this point, don't think of this as the final riser. Think of it as the source that you're going to perform into audio. Now comes the key part, the stepper movement. Instead of making a smooth sweep from low to high, we want stepped motion. That means the riser should feel like it's climbing in segments. More rhythmic, more machine-like, more old-school. Automate the filter cutoff in chunks. You could do this in 4 steps across a bar, or 8 smaller steps if you want it tighter. For example, you might start low on beat 1, jump a bit higher on beat 2, jump again on beat 3, and push it up hard on beat 4. Then give the last half bar one final push. You can also automate oscillator pitch, noise level, drive, or distortion amount. That stepped automation is what gives it the stepper feeling. It locks to the pulse, and that's what makes it feel like DNB instead of a generic trance riser. A really useful mindset here is call and response with the drums. If the drums are busy, let the riser be more tonal and less rhythmic. If the drums are sparse, the riser can be more chopped and animated. You want contrast, not constant intensity. To add more pressure, place auto filter after the synth. Use low pass or band pass, and bring in a bit of resonance. If you want the riser to feel more alive, you can use a little envelope follower movement. Nothing too dramatic, just enough to make it breathe. If you want it choppier, try gate after the synth or after some drive. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 notes and keep the open-close movement short. That gives you a nervous, pulsing tension that works really well in darker jungle and stepper arrangements. Another nice option is to use an LFO or shaper map to filter cutoff for a pitch. That gives you precise movement without manually drawing every tiny automation point. A strong chain at this stage might be source synth, auto filter, saturator, gate or tremolo style movement, then a light reverb or echo at the end. Now here's the big move, resample it. Route the sound to your resampling audio track and record a clean pass of 1 to 4 bars. If you can, do a second pass too, with a bit more drive or more extreme filter movement. Often the slightly more aggressive take is the one that sounds best, because the imperfections make it feel handmade. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole workflow. Print the movement early. Don't stay stuck automating synth parameters forever. Record it, and then make the musical decisions on the audio afterward. Once you've got audio, start treating it like a breakbeat source, not just an FX file. Trim the start so the rise begins tightly on the phrase. Add a fade if needed to remove clicks. Try reversing the first half bar, or reversing the tail for a little pre-drop suck-in. If the timing needs tightening, warp it in beats mode, and if you want more old-school flavor, slice the audio into little chunks and rearrange them like you would a break. This is where the character really starts to show up. A resampled riser chopped into short fragments can feel much more authentic than a perfectly smooth sweep. It starts to sound like part of the rhythm section instead of a separate effects layer floating on top. You can also duplicate the last quarter bar and push it harder. Maybe pitch it up a touch. Maybe brighten it. Maybe add a more extreme filter move. Small final bar changes like that create a lot of tension right before the drop. Now let's shape the sound. Add saturator first and drive it a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If you want it to feel tougher, soft clip mode is useful because it gives you that clipped, slightly printed edge without going too harsh too quickly. Then use dynamic tube or overdrive if you want more harmonic bite. After that, go into a Q8 and clean it up. High pass the low somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't step on the kick and sub. If the build gets painful, especially in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, make a small cut there. That area is where risers can get tiring fast, and it's also where they can clash with snare snap. If you want to air, add a gentle high shelf, but don't overdo it. In drum and bass, brightness is good until it starts fighting the mix. A short reverb can help a lot too, but keep it controlled. Think 0.8 to 2.5 seconds of decay, a bit of pre-delay, and a low wet amount. You want space, not a blurry wash. The transition should still feel punchy. Now let's place it in an arrangement. A classic DNB moment might be 16 bars of groove, then a 2-bar breakdown, where the bass drops out, then your 1-bar or 2-bar stepper riser pushing into the drop. You can pair that with a snare roll, a break fill, a simple choke, or even a tiny reverse break fragment on the last beat. If you want to go more jungle, you could let the riser lead into a breakbeat switch up. Trip the sub for a beat or a bar, let the riser climb, then slam the amen variation or bass stab back in on the downbeat. That contrast is what makes the transition feel exciting. And here's a really useful arrangement trick. Sometimes less is more. A lot of old-school tension comes from restraint. Don't make the whole riser maximum intensity the entire time. Leave moments of space. Let it breathe. Then push harder at the end. That contrast makes the final hit feel bigger. Now make a few versions. Create a clean version for rollers, a dirtier version for jungle or old-school sections, a short 1-bar version for quick switch-ups, and maybe a longer 4-bar version if you need a more dramatic lead-in. Duplicate the resampled audio and treat each one differently. One can have more saturation, another can have more reverse detail, another can be brighter or more chopped. This is a really practical workflow because it gives you options when arranging. You're not locked into one perfect riser. You're building a little toolkit. A few extra tips while you're doing this. Watch the 2 to 8 kHz area because that's where risers start to hurt. Keep the low end out. Mono check the transition. And if you want more old school urgency, try pitching the final half bar up by 1 to 3 semitones. For a more authentic jungle flavor, you can even use a chopped break fragment as the source instead of a pure synth. Filter it upward, resample it, and you'll get a transition that feels deeply connected to the drums. That can sound much more original than a polished synthetic sweep. Also, don't be afraid to render a slightly broken or overdriven pass on purpose. Sometimes the fail pass is the one that feels most real in a jungle context. A little grime goes a long way. Let's recap the core idea. Build a simple synth plus noise source. Automate it in stepped movement for that stepper feel. Resample the performance into audio. Edit the audio like a breakbeat. Shape it with saturation, EQ, and controlled reverb. Then place it in a real arrangement with drums, bass, and a clear phrase transition. That's the whole workflow. If you want to practice this properly, make 3 risers from the same source patch. 1 dirty and urgent, 1 cleaner and smoother, and 1 more aggressive and chopped. Put all 3 into the same 8-bar loop before a snare fill and compare which one feels most like jungle, which one feels most like a roller, and which one cuts best through the drums. That comparison is where your ear really levels up. So the big takeaway is this. In DNB, a riser is not just a sound effect, it's part of the arrangement energy. If you print the motion early, keep the low end clean, and give the build some rhythmic personality, you'll end up with transitions that feel intentional, heavy, and properly old school. Alright, let's move on and build one from scratch.